It is time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there. Once again, I am going to stick my finger in the map and I'm going to say Switzerland. Of course, it could be wrong or she could be traveling. And she's got a really, shall we say, decent seat, a decent view of what's going on, whichever direction she looks, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. So.
Thank you, Jill. Yes. Hi. Hello. Yes. Not traveling. One more week and then traveling. But for now, I'm very interested in talking to you about Spain and Catalonia and their desire for independence, because in a very stretched way, that could be later on also compared to another form of Brexit. So let me first come back to what happened in Catalonia, part of Spain, in 2017, because so many things happened in between. It's sometimes difficult to catch up. At the time, a few leaders of the parliament in Catalonia organized a referendum that was aiming to obtain independence from Spain. Now, that referendum was deemed illegal as far as the Spanish constitution is concerned, and therefore it came down to the arrest of the people that were involved in the organization of this referendum. The main leader, though, Mr. Puigdemont, being able to flee and is living right now in Belgium, out of reach for the moment from the state of Spain. So the news now are that the people that were involved in the organization of this illegal referendum have been sentenced this week and by the Spain Supreme Court, and the sentences are quite severe. It goes from 9 to 13 years, still below what the prosecutors were asking for some of them, which was close to 25 years, but it was 9 to 13 years for politically motivated action that obviously is not very well accepted now in Catalonia, provoking new protest and kind of violent clashes with the police in all of Barcelona, including the airport. So it's they have been accused of misuse of public funds. They have been accused of rebellion. And people in Catalonia do not understand that. I mean, at least the people who are pro-independence, because they feel that it's not what happened this week is not really justice. It's more like revenge. The leader of that movement, Mr. Puigdemont, has also tweeted, now more than ever, it is time to react like never before for the future of our sons and daughters, for democracy, for Europe, for Catalonia. And while it's completely understandable that he does not accept such a high punishment for something that he considers a democratic right, like the referendum, it is also a mistake to believe that Europe would help in any way for any kind of independence wish in Europe. This is exactly what Europe is fighting against with the Brexit, and this is certainly not something that they would encourage with any part of countries that wish independence, no matter how justified or unjustified that is. In fact, one can also argue that Catalonia is following a pattern that many rich parts of countries are following in every country in Europe, and I can name many. Let's take Germany, let's take Italy, let's take Spain. A country is always divided between the states that are doing extremely well financially, that are very well off, and the one that are a little bit slower, poorer, and not as dynamic in their way of doing things. And mostly that encourage this kind of desire of independence, because there is just this feeling of being different. So in the case of Catalonia, of course, one would also argue that it is very unreasonable to have given such high sentences because of the fact that dialogue and a more friendly approach negotiation would be the right way to do in order to find a common solution, maybe eventually thinking of how to give more independence. Would that be enough for people to be happy in Catalonia? Or even at one point reach the referendum, which is not a completely unlikely scenario, and see that maybe there are more people wanting to stay into Spain as people wanting to leave Spain. I think there are many unknown factors, but one other thing is absolutely certain: should Catalonia leave Spain, it would also at the same time be leaving the European Union. And as we know, with the many months of negotiation with England, leaving the European Union is not an easy task, and Catalonia would not get more privileges than England or than any other country in Europe, for the simple fact that the European Union has no reason to give advantage to one and not the other, and that could mean for the European Union the beginning of many problems. So all of this could totally also lead people who feel very independent to actually want to stay in the European Union and at the same time stay in Spain if some compromises are done, if some more independence. One would have to hear also what are exactly the things that are wanted. Is there a way to get there? And if there is, how to implement a way to find a balance between the independence in Catalonia and the rest of the country. The goal being, in my eyes, always to avoid anger and to avoid this rage growing while it is so much more profitable for everybody to find a common dialogue. This is, of course, easier said than done, but I have followed what's happening right now in Catalonia very carefully, and it seems that none of the parts again is ready to sit at a table and discuss what are the solutions. And while Mr. Puigdemont think that everybody should get involved, as for example the Catalan National Assembly called for mobilization around the globe with the hashtag Stand Up for Catalonia, I think that until they don't find themselves a way to discuss, to talk and to find a compromise, I feel that there are so many other countries with urgent and really extreme democratic issues that need immediate attention. And Catalonia is not going to get that attention. It's a pity, but it also means that they probably have to first try to find a solution themselves. Concerning the Brexit, and I think that is again in the line of quitting the European Union, but on a much larger scale, obviously. There are negotiations. There is a more positive approach this week. It's the last week, the deadline being the 31st of October. It feels like everybody would like to find some kind of agreement. Maybe an extension will be necessary. In any case, Prime Minister Johnson cannot just leave like this, as he has to ask for an extension if necessary before going out of the European Union, and that is under the new Benn Act. But besides the fact that he has this obligation, one definitely has the feeling that things are happening. On Thursday this week, there will be a 2 days summit for the European Union to discuss the new agreement, if any. And on Saturday, the England Parliament will be deciding if this agreement, if there is any, is acceptable or not, or if England needs an extension. But it definitely seems like, without making any promise, everybody has the feeling that there is definitely some action there. People are talking to each other. There is a little bit less aggression and more productive talks, and who knows, maybe it will lead to something.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.